Hello everyone, this is Steve Seabold back with Mental Toughness Blog and Public Speakers Blog.com. I'm doing a joint post here today because I'm on my way to New York City to be interviewed on the Today Show with Kathy Lee Gifford and her partner Hoda. And it's interesting, I'm still in Atlanta here at the Lake House, and we're just getting packed up to go here on Monday, August 3rd. And I was watching the Today Show, the Kathy Lee Gifford Hoda Show, and my good friend Mark Victor Hansen pops up on the show today, and he was fantastic as always, pretty interesting. But I wanted to announce this to everyone that follows this blog, and so maybe you can catch the show. It'll be 10:30 Eastern time tomorrow, Tuesday, August 4th. And for any of you in the Atlanta area, I'll be on Good Day Atlanta, which is a Fox Television show. It's the number one show in Atlanta in the morning. I'll be on that show at 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern in Atlanta on Wednesday, August 5th. And if you have a chance to TiVo any of these shows, either one of these shows, especially the Today Show, if you're outside of Atlanta, here's what we're looking for in terms of mental toughness and public speaking, really. As I said in the written part of the post here, in the last 30 days or so since the book, actually before the Die Fat or Get Tough book came out, I've been been getting hit pretty hard in the press, which is fine. I mean, not like I didn't expect that. I mean, you write a book called Die Fat or Get Tough, you know, you're gonna take shots. I mean, even my publicist said before he took the job, he says, you know, you're just looking to get hit, and that's okay. What we're doing here is telling the truth. I mean, what I keep getting from the media, and I don't expect this at on a high-level show like the Today Show. I've never been on the Today Show. Let's see what happens. But I don't expect either Good Day Atlanta or the Today Show to really take this angle. But they might. I don't really have any idea. It'll be interesting. But a lot of the stories, there have been dozens and dozens of stories written across the country about the book in the last 30 days. And I've seen all of them, or most of the ones I can follow anyway. And what they're doing is they're saying, hey, you know, Seabold is calling fat people liars. Seabold is saying fat people don't have integrity and all these things. And what they're not saying is we interviewed hundreds of these people for 5 years, and this is what fat people said to us, and this is what fit people said to us. Of course, the fit thinking is more important than the fat thinking, but what they're doing, and this is classic middle-class consciousness for those of you that follow the mental toughness process, this is middle-class consciousness. What you do is you shoot the messenger. Because instead of heeding the message, because all we're really doing here, and I hope I get a chance to say this on these shows, is telling the truth. It just happens to be the truth sometimes really hurts. Objective reality can be very difficult to deal with, and that's why most people deal in subjective reality. They see the world and themselves and their business and everything else the way they wish it were, the way they wish it was. And instead of objective reality, which is seeing the world the way it really is. And that's the difference. We're telling the truth about weight loss. Finally, someone is coming out, and that's why I did it. Because I think someone had to come out and say, hey, let's get into objective reality, guy. Let's stop holding hands and singing Kumbaya. Americans are dying from obesity. The diseases that a lot of us have are being exacerbated by obesity. We are losing this war. And now we've got healthcare reform on the docket here, and the Democrats are dying to push across this healthcare reform, which we absolutely, as you know, cannot afford. We don't even have close to the $1 trillion down payment this sucker is going to cost. And what I plan on saying, and I hope you'll watch this, is you know what? If you want healthcare reform, buy this book, Die Fat or Get Tough: 101 Differences in Thinking Between Fat People and Fit People. And here's what I mean. You know, this country was built on self-reliance, not socialism. Do we need the government to mandate our healthcare, to tell us what doctors we can go to tell us what we can eat, what we can't eat? My God, let's grow up, guys. It's time America grows up and gets serious about its health and takes full responsibility for our own health, at least the aspect of it that we can actually control, which is our diet and our exercise. This is my platform. I hope you'll watch. I hope it comes across in as strong a way as I want it to. Because and if you're someone struggling with weight, listening to this, I really hope you'll watch, and I hope you'll heed this message and forget about the messenger. I don't matter in this equation. It has nothing to do with me. This is simply telling the truth about a game that we're losing, and it's a serious game. It's actually more like a war. So I hope you'll watch the Today Show and Good Day Atlanta on Fox if you get a chance. And I will definitely look forward to your comments on all this. And I appreciate everyone's email and everyone's support in the last few days. Just the congratulations and the attaboys and all that stuff. It's always appreciated. And afterwards, I want to hear what you really think about the interview and about the concept more than that. Are we hitting the right notes here? And you think we're gonna help solve this obesity epidemic for all of us as individuals, but all of us actually for a country, for our country, for America? And I think it can be done through mental toughness. If you really want to see delusion, guys, the last thing I'll say here is go to Oprah.com, because I've spent the last 3 days going through Oprah.com and listening to all these world-class experts, these doctors, just going on, and Oprah as well, going on and on and on and on about why they're fat. And there's only one reason: lack of mental toughness. Everything else is a detail. Everything else, diet, all the details these doctors are on the Oprah show and all these other shows talking about, they don't matter without mental toughness. It's like saying, well, I'm getting married. I don't love the person I'm going to marry, but we're going to work on all these marriage techniques and strategies, and we're going to go to marriage seminars. We don't love each other, but we're going to go to marriage seminars, and that's going to make it work. That won't make it work. You know that, and I know that. If you're not in love, you can use all the strategies in the world, and it ain't going to happen. And it's no different than with a diet and exercise program. Without mental toughness, Oprah's going to be fat for the rest of her life, and so is everybody else that doesn't use mental toughness to stick to a diet. Once you have the mental toughness, all these great strategies by Dr. Oz and Dr. This and Dr. That, fantastic. These guys are all brilliant. All the stuff works. It makes it better. But without mental toughness, without the core of this process, all those things don't make any difference whatsoever. And that's what America doesn't get, you guys. That's what they don't get. And that's why we're losing this fight on obesity. So that's what I have to say about that. I appreciate you listening. And I'll look forward to your comments after the Today Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Steve Siebel.